Animals That Used to Be Cryptids, Part 17, back by popular demand. For decades, the Lord Howe Island harbored monsters that hid inside the trees. These strange insectoid beings were dubbed tree lobsters by those that saw them. These huge black curiosities, growing as long as a human hand and thick like a log, were common on Lord Howe until about 1918, when a shipwreck introduced rats that devoured them to extinction. By 1920, not a single tree lobster remained on the island. But whispers emerged in the 1960s when climbers of nearby Ball's Pyramid, a sheer volcanic sphere rising from the sea, reported finding giant insect corpses that seemed recently dead, laying all over the rocks. Could a remnant population have survived in that impossible refuge? The species was considered a cryptozoological long shot, a phantom long gone. But in 2001, two Australian scientists risked a night ascent of Ball's Pyramid, and as they climbed, they saw a single spindly bush clinging to the cliffside. They pointed their flashlight at the bush, and that's when they saw them. Shiny black bodies skittering all over the bush. After 80 years sight unseen, the extinct monster was alive, clinging to one tiny precarious patch of vegetation on a cliff. This discovery, like stepping back into the Jurassic, as one researcher put it, shocked the world. And the so-called tree lobsters skittered out of extinction's shadow, becoming a flagship Lazarus species for insect conservation. Today, these creatures are bred by the thousands in captivity, and these gentle giants, the Lord Howe stick insects, are back in their homeland and in terrariums across the world. Also, if you love cryptid folklore, be sure to check out our full-length episodes over at Cryptids Across the Atlas, wherever you get your podcasts or long-form video. We have a ton more of these coming up, so be sure to follow along.